2020. My name is Peyman Motahede. I'm the founder and president of Freedom Law School. Tonight, I will cover the topic on now with this whole coronavirus situation, has your deadline to file a 1040 income tax confession form or return been extended to July 15th, 2020? I will give you a clear answer on that issue so you know exactly what's going on so you can follow the law properly and do not get in trouble. Cal, do it correctly. What's going on with this whole coronavirus July 15th date you heard about on the news perhaps? So I'm going to give that answer to you quickly. Be ready to follow with me on your smartphone or on your screen, all this stuff to you. Now, if you haven't been to Freedom Law School's website at livefreenow.org, you make sure you go there. Look, put it on the scene, guys. Livefreenow.org, Freedom Law School's website for more information and a lot more on YouTube channel of Freedom Law School. So let's go to my screen. I'm going to show you guys how we're going to find the answers to this for ourselves. Look here, folks. What we got to do right now, go on internet and on your search engine, not Google. Google spies on you. I use duckduckgo.com, a good search engine that doesn't spy on you. And type in tax deadline. July 15, 2020. You can use other terms, but that works. We do that search, folks, and just like mine, it came up. And then you scroll down, many sources come up. I went down to Forbes magazine. Right here is Forbes, the good financial magazine. They know this stuff pretty good when it comes to money. So I opened that link in a new tab, and here's the answer. And it looks like, look at this, March 20th, this came out, 2020. Okay, that the IRS officially pushes tax filing and payment deadlines to July 15, issues new guidance. Okay, so as you go down further, it says that as the number of confirmed cases of COVID-19 continue to increase in the U.S., the federal government has taken action to reduce impact on the taxpayers. Specifically, the Internal Revenue Service has announced that the tax filing season has been pushed to July 15, 2020. Okay, so that is true. Okay, and it says here that the guidance makes clear that due date for filing tax returns and making tax payments has been extended from April 15th to July 15th. Okay, and the guidance, you can click here and open that link in a new tab. You know, it comes up. And when you do that, here it is, folks. It's coming up just like for you. It'll come up more detail from IRS's own website about this whole thing, you know, about this whole thing. By the way, this is a procedure, but which has no, it's not a law, by the way. This thing doesn't have any authority because it's a revenue procedure. It's a notice number 202-2018, but that's okay. You know, we won't come back to that. We're going to come back to other fundamentals first. We'll start with the U.S. Supreme Court, okay? Simple, short case, okay? Because that gives the background of all this, what applies to you, what should you file, if anything, by July 15th this year, right? So let's go back to our screen. We're going to look up this U.S. Supreme Court case of Gould versus Gould. G-O-U-L-D space V period space G-O-U-L-D. You can do this yourself. Same as me. When you search on that, it'll come up. I go down. I like the second one, Gould versus Gould by Supreme Digestia. Open that link in a new tab, and here it is, folks. The result comes up, Gould versus Gould, 1917 case. Here's a syllabus, a summary of the case right now. But if you click on the right of that, the case, okay, open that link in a new tab like I had done, bam, there it is, the actual court case, okay? And here's the court case again. You see it, Gould versus Gould, 1917 case. And you go down, further down, you see the key part of the case that relates to you. Filing a 1040 income tax confession form. And here it is. Here's what it says. In their interpretation, which means understanding, of statutes, which means laws, levying, which means imposing taxes. So, in understanding laws that impose taxes, it is the established rule, well known, folks, not to extend their provisions. Provision of what? Tax laws by implication. There is no tax by implying. There's nothing by implying beyond the clear import of the language used, beyond what the clear language of the law shows or says. or to enlarge their operation of the tax law, so as to embrace or include matters or things that are not specifically pointed out. If it's not specifically pointed out, it's simply not there. You got that? It's got to be specifically in the law, written in a clear language, otherwise it's not there. Now let's continue. Here's a key point in case of doubt. Any doubt, if you're not sure in any way the tax laws are construed or interpreted most strongly against the government having the power to tax and in favor of the citizen not being taxed. Got that? Any doubt, the Supreme Court says, got to go most strongly against the government power having the tax. So I'm going to show this stuff now. It's going to be very clear. The language will be very clear. However, if there's any doubt, you got to go against the government having the power to tax. Let's continue. We're going to go now to look up the federal laws. Federal laws, folks, let me show you something about federal laws first. It says, federal law is divided up into 54 categories of federal law. They call them United States Code, or USC for short. Category 26, or what they call Title 26, is the Internal Revenue Code, the federal tax laws. Here's my physical copy of the Internal Revenue Code, my own copy. Since 1999, I have this book. Okay? They don't publish it much in paper anymore. It's on online pretty much. And it's a huge book. As you can see, bunch of toilet paper thin pages, okay? Very tiny font, like toilet paper, okay? And they have all kind of detailed provisions and sections that nobody has ever read the whole book. Nobody. Only reference material like a dictionary. You look up what you want to look for and then go on, okay? Let's go look up this thing online right now, this book, okay? So he will, when you do this, folks, online, we put 26 space, USC, that means category 26 of the United States Code, space, and then you put after that house.gov. That's the United States House of Representatives website. We're going to search it that way like I did right now. You're going to get here. The first one is OLRC Home. Office of the Law Revision Council of the United States House of Representatives. You open that link in the new tab, and here it is. There it is. It says on the top left, the seal on the top left, U.S. House of Representatives. On the top center, Office of the Law Revision Council, United States Code. And there it tells you below that very clearly that the United States Code is a consolidation and codification, which means categorization, by subject matter of the general and permanent laws of the United States. It is prepared by the Office of the Law Revision Council of the United States House of Representatives. The government's lawyers, folks. So, we're going to go look up Title 26. Here we're going to go, new tab. All you got to do, for example, sections in there, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to look up your section 6012. So I type in 26 USC 6012 house.gov. Of course, you put space between everything and do a search, and it comes up section 6012. Persons required to make returns. Okay, let's open that link in the new tab. And that's going to be you, right? You're the person required to file a return. Let's look at that as a deadline, right? It'll tell us. Here we go. Here it is, 26 U.S.C. Section 6012, persons required to make returns of income. That is key. From Title 26, Internal Revenue Code, right? So, and it says, subchapter Part B, income tax returns. Yes, income tax returns, we are at the right place. Let's go down and read it. What does it say? Well, it says Section 6012, persons required to make returns of income. And it says, as a general rule, that returns with respect to income taxes under Subtitle A shall be made by the following. Okay. What is that, for example? 1A is every individual having taxable income, your gross income. Right? So here is every individual having taxable your gross income. That's key, okay? Now, if you go look on here, for example, after 1A, okay, there's more. There's more is about who's a surviving spouse. Here's another one. Who is the head of a household, okay? Again, but the key words are for the taxable year has gross income. That's a key word, gross income. But where does all this gross income apply to? To Germany? To France? Japan? China? Mexico? Oh, no. It applies to, well, America. United States of America, right? United States. Okay. Well, let's look at this thing called the United States. Let's see what it is. Okay, because that's key to understand this whole entire revenue code. We're going to look up clearly what is the definition of the United States. It should be easy, but hang in there, folks. Let's look at my screen. We're going to look up 26 USC, sorry, the next one. 26 USC 7701house.gov. Okay? 7701 is definitions as you search this code section. And I've opened that link in a new tab. It is for you right here, definitions. And it says A, when used in this title. What title? The Internal Revenue Code. This whole thing is the title we are speaking of, the Internal Revenue Code, Title 26. So when used in this book, right, Internal Revenue Code, let's see what these definitions mean. They define things like person, partnership, domestic, foreign. Oh, look at that, folks. They define the term United States and state. Let's read these two, folks. Look at that, folks. United States is the term United States when used in a geographical sense. The only sense that matters, folks, right? Includes the 50 states? No. Includes only the states and the District of Columbia. Interesting. California, New York, and Texas are not mentioned specifically, but the teeny, itty-bitty little District of Columbia is specifically mentioned. Well, we have to look up the word states now. Maybe California and New York are included there, right? Let's see. The term state shall be construed, interpreted, understood, to include the District of Columbia, where such construction is understanding is necessary to carry out the provisions of this title. And it is necessary, yes. So look at that, folks. United States does not mean California, New York, Florida, or any of the 50 states. No, 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 no. It only includes what is listed there. Shocked? Surprised? I know you're shocked, but hang in there. It gets better because you just took the red pill of truth. You were given blue pill all your life of lies and deception. Now I'm giving you, my friends, the red pill of truth. The rabbit hole gets deeper. You will love it. Hang in. We're going to go look up now a little bit more about all this. We're going to look up another code section, 26 USC 4612house.gov. Why am I looking this long? Because I know some of you still won't believe it and say, the 50 states are obviously included in there. Congress was just too busy to list them in there. Right? Well, let's see. Let's see. Congress, when they want to list the 50 states, they mention specifically the 50 states and more when they want to, when they can. I'll show you right now in this search we're going to do together. Look, section 4612, it came up, right? Definitions and special rules. We open that link in a new tab, And here it comes up. This one, definition of special rules, okay, belongs from, it says, from Title 26, Internal Revenue Code, Subtitle D, Miscellaneous Excise Taxes, Chapter 38, Environmental Taxes, Subchapter 8, Tax on Petroleum. Tax on oil. Okay, so this is about oil. This subchapter is about oil. Let's see what is the subchapter got. Well, here it is, section 4612, definitions and special rules. And it says clearly that for the purposes of this subchapter. What subchapter? On tax on petroleum, right? Tax on petroleum. For the purpose of this subchapter on petroleum, they define things like, look, crude oil includes crude oil condensate and natural gasoline. Okay, fine. They mention, for example, petroleum product includes crude oil. Wow, pretty obvious, but they want to make sure you know and understand it and don't make a mistake. Don't take nothing for granted. Ooh, well, look at that. United States is in there, too. Let's look at the United States. Here, though, the term United States means they, wow, this 50 states. The 50 states is actually listed in there specifically. And more. Watch. The District of Columbia and the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico. Any possession of the United States, the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands, and the Trust Territory of the Pacific Islands. Wow. I bet you most of you did not know such a place existed as the Trust Territory of the Pacific Islands. But it's all included in the United States. How come it was not included in Section 7701? A9 and 10, United States and states. Congress chose it not to be that way. For details, I'll tell you on other Freedom Law School presentations on Freedom Hour. I'll go into more detail, but it's not there. Here they could do it, the 50 states and a bunch of other territories of the United States that you had not ever even heard of before. Okay? In fact, look at this. They say the United States includes continental shelf areas. That's the seabed around the United States, the sea areas. They even say that includes any foreign trade zone in the United States, like the Panama Canal. Yes, the Panama Canal is actually still owned by the United States. It's a foreign trade zone. So, amazed? It'll get better. Hang in there, folks. Okay? Let's go look up. In this U.S. Supreme Court case decision of Meese versus Keene, M-E-E-S-E space V period space K-E-E-N-E. And let's look it up. And it comes up, the answer, open that link in the right tab. And here it is. Here the syllabus, the summary of the case comes. Click on the right of that, the case. When you click on the case, it opens up right here. Okay. We're going to go down in the case. I went all the way down to page 48485. That's the part I'm interested in. See, here it is. Meese versus Keene Supreme Court case, right? I'm going down to page 484, 4085 for you. There it is. So what does the Supreme Court say? It is axiomatic. What does axiomatic mean? It means self-evident. Obvious, right? It is obvious. Right? Self-evident that the statutory definition, I mean definition in statutes or laws of the term, excludes unstated meanings of that term. If it's not there, folks, it's not there. Very clearly. And the court continues below that. As judges, it is our duty to construe or understand legislation as it is written, not as it might be read by a layman like you, the average person, or as it might be understood by someone who has not even read it. Wow. I bet you didn't know that, did you, my friends? Yes, you are the layman, the average person. You got to read it like the judges read the law. As the law is written, if something's not there, it's not there. So therefore, the United States, in this entire Roman code, is written primarily for Washington, D.C. Except some of the subchapters, right, or the parts that specifically have different definitions, like they have for tax on petroleum and oil, has different geographical applications. So you live in Florida, Texas, any of the 50 states, this doesn't apply to you. You are not required to file anything because the whole thing's been not written for you to begin with, my friends. Wow. I've lived freenow.org, Freedom Law School's website. There's more. On Freedom Law School YouTube channel, there's more. Be sure to subscribe to Freedom Law School YouTube channel and ring the bell, the notifications, so you'll know when the presentations come, you know about them. And when you go to Freedom Law School website, I will show you folks what you want to do, okay, there. Go to livefreenow.org, and you're there. Be sure to go and sign up for your free freedom education package. Do that, folks, tonight. And then to get started, fill out your information below. If you fill out this information, yes, I want free freedom education package. Free, no charge to you. Request it, and you get all the lessons sent out to you at no charge, okay, over the course of months. You'll get these lessons, okay, and more, and we'll be in touch with you. So if one day YouTube cuts us off, bans us, you will still get this exciting, informative information, yeah, you did not know existed in the first place, okay. We're going to go now to your questions, okay, because folks, I want to get your questions because it's important that you understand these things. So I don't answer all your questions completely, fully necessarily. So let's go ahead and get your questions you guys may have online. Okay, let's see what questions do we have right now. Okay. Okay. All right. C10 Trucks says, I got the, now we're going to go now to the question and answer session of the Freedom Hour. Okay, so we end this part of the presentation. We're done, and I'm going to start momentarily answering your questions. Okay, folks, now I'm going to get to the question answer session of the presentation on how does the new 1040 tax filing deadline of July 15, 2020 affect you? Are you required to file pay income tax by July 15th or no? Well, the answer was clearly no, it does not apply to you. If you missed that, go and watch the presentation itself. The link is below in this video. And then come back to this question and answer session. But now I'm going to answer your questions about this issue. Okay? So T10 Trucks asked the question. I got the 90-day letter. It has been 30 days. Will they extend my 90-day deadline? Oh, that's a good question. I don't believe they have done so. That may happen, but as of right now, I have not heard of such a thing. Okay, so that may or may not happen. I would count on it not happening. Okay, now another thing that comes up a lot right now, people don't know about this whole COVID-19 coronavirus situation. Well, let me tell you what I think about this issue, okay? The best source of information on this is this website called nomorefakenews.com. Here, let me give it to that website. Watch my screen, folks. We're going to look it up together. nomorefakenews.com, okay? It'll come up. This guy you see here, John Rappaport, I'm going to make this a little bit bigger for you guys to read, see better, even more clearly, okay? John Rappaport, this guy has been a real investigative reporter for over 30 years. Now, What is an investigative reporter? Well, reporters are supposed to look and investigate the truth out there, what's going on, and report that to you. But the mainstream propaganda media in America doesn't do that. They get some of the truth out there, ignore some of the truth, then add some fake news, make it up, or twist the truth to a different direction and give it to you for the propaganda purpose of making you believe and think things that the owners of the major media want you to believe. John Rappaport is exposing the truth to you raw, unvarnished. Okay? He was with many different organizations, but they don't like him because he just tells it as it is. So, in order to be free and tell the truth as it is, he started doing his own reporting on his own website, nomorefakenews.com. Let's go to his website about this issue, okay? Okay? So, here we go. Let's go down. John Rappaport. Now, by the way, on the right side, he's got Matrix Revealed by John Rappaport. It's a very well course I recommend you all get for your high school students and college students about, and everybody, about how to learn and think and analyze things for yourself. A great course. I have that course. I recommend you join his blog of John Rappaport right here. Okay? So, here it is, folks. You're going to find a lot on coronavirus. Okay? And, folks, here it is. I'm not going to here it is, Corona Case the Numbers Game, how they're manipulating the numbers in this whole thing, okay? How UK finally downgrades this coronavirus stuff, okay? How the media dragons are out for Trump's blood. Yes, it has many uses for the people of power, okay? And so there's a lot on here. I'm going to summarize some of the key things I've read here and other places. And I will tell you more about it another time. In follow-up presentations, I will be doing on the coronavirus hoax hysteria. First of all, every year about 70,000 people die of the flu every year. This is according to the Center for Disease Control, as published by Associated Press and all the mainstream media. In 2017, 70,000 Americans died of the flu. Wow, that's about 6,000 people a month. That's about 200 people per day dying of the flu in America. Regular, common, everyday flu varieties. Well, so what is coronavirus? It is simply another flu strain. That's all. Now, who gets and dies of the flu? Folks, a lot of people get the flu and just get over it. I had one a few years ago. Get over it about 2 years ago after just a few days. I got one 6 years ago. I go over that one quicker after about 2.5 days. Completely. It was very light. But older people, folks, who are sick of many diseases. They got gout, diabetes, heart problems, high blood pressure. They had stroke before, this, that, other stuff, kidney problem, liver problems. The immune system is already down and under attack and weak. They get the flu also very easily. They get colds and flus much easier. They have a much harder time getting rid of them. And often they die of these multiple diseases that combine, bring that person down, and they end their life on earth. So it's nothing abnormal for someone 80, 90 years old to die of flu and other stuff. But when that person dies of the flu and other stuff, they count it automatically as a coronavirus death, even though the cause of death could have been or probably was something else before the virus flu got to the person. So counting all this stuff wrong to begin with. Also, to make the coronavirus look like it's a deadly disease that just kills people so easily. Well, it's not. BBC Local in England reported that there was this guy that got a fever. Went to the hospital, they tested him and said, oh, you have the coronavirus. Why don't you stay at the hospital so we can take care of you? The guy said, nah, I think I'll be okay. Let me just go home and get some rest. He went home, got rest, and got better. The fever was body's natural reaction to the flu to kill it, to cook it away. And it did that. It was no problem, no big deal, just a little fever and went away. But guess what? In these coronavirus numbers you see on television screens, they count that guy as a coronavirus case. So counting all those people, they're not a problem. And in Italy, it was shown that 99% of the people that get coronavirus in Italy are the very old people who are sick and dying of all kinds of diseases already. So the whole thing is the exercise in controlling the American people. Yes. And I'll show you in the future editions about this. Who is in charge of doing this? Who and why are they doing this thing? I will show you like the World Economic Council. These people are trying to create this fake epidemic, okay, in order to get people to move the way they want. Executive orders, which are completely illegal and unconstitutional, and people will allow it because we'll all die if you don't let the governor declare state of emergency and protect us from this deadly disease. We gotta do it. That's why they're doing all this. So I'm going to go to some more of your questions and comments on YouTube. Somebody says, what do you do if they send a stimulus check, even if you haven't filed a return? Well, if they send a check to you, made payable to you, legally it's your money, you can cash it. From what I understand, they might have this hoax going, this game, in order for you to get the money, this stimulus money, like $1,200 a person, you have to file a 1040 confession form. Yes, you have to go in the matrix of lies and deception and be part of them. Yes, put the rope around your neck under oath with that 1040 form to get the money. This is going to cause big inflation, folks. Price is going to rise. All this money in the system doesn't create nothing. It's just a bunch of monopoly money in the game. It's going to cause a rise in price of all the goods and products because there's too much money in the system out of thin air made by Federal Reserve and by the U.S. government borrowing. Okay. All right. Let's see. Another commenter says from Alabama that they started to take money from his check and send to more letters to him with his old name on them. Well, I don't know, Mr. King Ramiel. I don't know what's going on and why. Without more details, I'm afraid I'm unable to do a good job for you. But let's get your questions online, folks. I'm going to announce the number. Let's put the number on the screen. To ask questions, folks, call the call numbers, area code 657-383-1755. 657-383-1755. And then push 1 on your telephone keypad to let us know you have a question. And we'll call you one at a time if you have questions. I think you have some numbers to call on the guys. The 81 area code, is that correct? Okay. Do you have numbers on the piece of paper? 81, is that correct? Yeah, do you have it on there? No? Okay. All right. So, folks, if you have no questions, I'll end it because I got to go. I got to scoot out of here. I got stuff to do, okay? But if you have any questions, the number to call is area code 657 383 383-1755. All right, let's see one more time. Any more questions? Okay. Anyhow, folks, I'll be doing more posting on this on things as we are most more often on different topics, short ones. So be sure to, folks, to sign up for Freedom Law School's YouTube channel, ring the bell so you'll be notified. Go to livefreedom.org. But I want you to bring you one more thing that I think would be important for you to know. And that is, if you go to Freedom Law School website, okay, go to the education materials, folks. Here it is, education materials tab. Be sure to start from an eye-opening education, okay, and start reading. Start reading why a 1040 form is a confession form that puts a rope around your neck to hang you, okay? Here is a judge of tax court who filed a 1040 confession form and had to plead guilty and got 34 months in jail. She could not defend her 1040 income tax confession form. How could you do better than her? Read about this stuff, folks. There's videos on these topics and more. All right, folks. Thank you for being with me, folks. I'll be back with you next Thursday night, back on a regular schedule for another edition of Freedom Law School's Freedom Hour. Good night.